Okay. So Itmar, right, on the Itmar on the bottom of the Testament base. So Itmar. So remember we mentioned yesterday that there are two different types of guarantors. You have two different levels. You have the low-level guarantors, we call them the Arev, and the higher-level guarantors is the Kablan. Essentially, the difference, at least according to Rashi, is that the guarantor, the Arev, is what we know as a guarantor. If it's a backup indemnity, if he defaults, then I'll step in. The Kablan is more of joint liability, is that you can go to me directly. Even if the borrower doesn't default, you can come hit me, come collect me directly. So Itmar, so we learned. So Arev de Ksuba. If you guy guarantees a ksuba, right? Divrei kol lo mishtabed. Everyone agrees there that he's not mishtabed. He doesn't have to. It's not legit. It's not real. It's not a real guarantee. Rashi says the bottom line. He says two reasons. Chada the arav bi'almu. He's just I'm doing it. There's no real reason to do. He's just trying to do it to induce the marriage. He's not. Doesn't have really intent to guarantee the payment. Va'od lav midi chaseira shlo hotziya kol mishala. It's a big difference between a ksuba obligation and a loan obligation. When it comes to the loan obligation, you have to look at who's owed the money. So in the loan obligation, the mava's owed the money. He lent money. He's out money. In the ksuba obligation, she's not out anything. She's basically the one who's owed the money. She never outlaid any money. So what am I guaranteeing? I'm guaranteeing the payment back to her for what? She didn't. It's not a real guarantee. So ar de ksuba divrei kol lo mishtabed. And everyone also agrees that Kablan, the Balchov, if someone accepts a Kablan guarantee on a loan, that he is Divrei Kol Mishtabed. Everyone agrees that he is Mishtabed. Why? Rashi says, because Tarti L'Chayuv Ika, Chadla the Kablan, who is really accepting upon himself payment, because he's saying, you can come to me directly. V'od Chasei Ramona. And also, he's guaranteeing payment back to an individual who actually is out money. The Malva actually lends the money, he's out the money. But the Machlokas, so Kablan, the Balchov, Divrei kol mishtabed. However, put it the other way around. Arev de Balchov. We said an Arev de Ksuba is not mishtabed. What about an Arev de Balchov? And what about a Kablan de Ksuba? What is there? There's a machlokas. Pligi. There's a machlokas. Ikalaman de Amar. Some say that it goes that they're not mishtabed at all. Afal gav de lest le nichse le lov. Sorry. Some say that there are mishtabed. Afal gav de lest le nichse le lov. Even if the borrower, or the person who you are guaranteeing, meaning the borrower or the husband, has no nechassim, which basically means I'm not real. I wouldn't.
There's no car.
Right. So you know. So why would I guarantee that? Usually, when you make a guarantee, the guarantee is basically I'm going to do it because most likely you're going to collect from the borrower. Not that you're going to want to make yourself directly obligated. So he says, "Afal gav de lest le nichse le lov mishtabed." Nevertheless, he's still mishtabed. The Ikadavan Amar, and there are those who say he isle mishtabed, ilesle lo mishtabed. Only if the borrower or the husband has some karka, has some ability to pay, would then the guarantee that you put down afterwards have teeth. Because otherwise, why would you? That's a bad business decision.
So why would you need a kablan at all?
Whoever it is.
The kids get married by a house.
Why? Because he's trying to induce. He's trying to induce the
you can walk away from it.
Okay, but he's still trying to induce it. Okay, so he's still trying to induce the loan. So the Hilchasa, the halach is, Bikulo, in all these cases, Afa gav de lesle, even though the borrower or the husband does not have nechasim, mishtabed, the guarantor would be obligated, bar, except for the Arev de Ksuba, like we mentioned originally, the Arev of Ksuba, the Afa gav de isle, lo mishtabed, even if the husband, who you're guaranteeing his obligation to pay the ksuva, even if he does have nechasim, your guarantee is not effective. My taima, two reasons. Mostly says it's two reasons. Mitzvah hu da'avid. Number one is the real reason why he's guaranteeing this. It's not to actually guarantee it. He wants the mitzvah of marriage to go through, so he says this and wants the mitzvah of marriage to go through. And also lo midi chasera. She don't lose anything. She's not losing anything. You guarantee somebody who's out cash. You're guaranteeing a loan. By the ksuba, you're not guaranteeing anyone who's out cash. There's nothing going on. Right? Tosu says, Tarti ba'inan. You need both. Right? And he says, Aval hecha delav mitzvah avid. Let's say you find a case where it wouldn't be for purposes of a mitzvah. Or it would be that she was chaseira. Right? He says, Aval hecha delav mitzvah avid. Velo chaseira. Kigon shenasa arev achar nisuin. Let's say he takes on the guarantee post-marriage. So he's not doing any mitzvah. He's not inducing a mitzvah now. The mitzvah's done already. She's married. The mitzvah's done already. Of a mitzvah, chaser mishtabed. Or it's a mitzvah and there is a chaser. Tosfos doesn't give that example of what that might be. But nevertheless, point being is that if one of these things falls away, then it is a good guarantee. Then it would be a good guarantee. It's only not a guarantee of the ksuba if it's done that only because of the mitzvah, which means pre-marriage, and also that the woman is not out any cash. So I heard that if you look at the lashonos that you have in the ksuba and in the tanayim, it's two different lashonos. In the ksuba, there's no lashon of guarantee, because the ksuba, she's not out any cash. It's just his obligation. In the tanayim, look at tanayim that people do, there's mutual obligations. And so therefore, she is out something, and therefore, she's out giving something, so someone can guarantee his obligations, because you're guaranteeing something that she might have a loss. So in the tanayim, there is a lashon of guarantors. But in the ksuba, and at least in our ksuba, there isn't a lashon of guarantees.
So what's the purpose of ksuba then? If it's not if she's not going to guarantee...
Your rights and obligations.
What's the purpose of the ksuba?
We're talking about if the husband is obligating himself.
If he can walk away from it, what's the purpose?
He can't walk away from it.
Yeah. No, he says he can.
The guarantor can walk away from it.
He's not a guarantor, but still...
The guarantor can walk away from it, but the husband can't walk away from it.
What is the guarantor? What is the fact?
What is the actual obligor? The obligor can't walk away from it.
Okay.
So now the Gemara... What?
Is that Hebrew?
Guarantor?
Obligor.
It's not Hebrew. A Gemara chozeret ladon, but the Gemara goes back now to talk about Marzutra. Right? Marzutra had mentioned before, remember what Marzutra mentioned yesterday, was that there was a difference, right, where was it? Marzutra said, remember when we said that, the Gemara said, when we said that the ksuba is collected from Beinonis, Marzutra said that that's only collected from Beinonis if you're collecting it from the Yosomim, meaning if it's a widow. But if it's a Gerusha, if it's a divorcee, she collects from Beinonis. So Ziboris is collected from the Yosomim, but from the husband, it's Beinonis. So when it says Ksuba Isha B'Ziboris, that's talking about when she's collecting it from the Yosomim. You don't want to have them to be Torich so much to give them to get the better land. So now we're going back to Amar Ravina, Tashma. Let's bring a raya against Marzutra. Meikara Disakantin. Originally, what was the reason why they made the Takana? Yosem Rimasha. We just mentioned this yesterday. Yosem Rimasha Ish Rotsilisa. Isha rotsli nasei, because a woman wants to be married more than the man, so therefore we say that the ksuba can be collected from ziboris. So what's the reasoning of the takana? The reasoning of the takana was because of this wanting for the woman wants to be married more than it's an inducement for the men to marry the woman. Now according to Rav Chisda, the isak l'daitach, that the only reason why you collect the only place you collect ziboris is by yisomim. The isak l'daitach miyasme. So hi mishum the yasmihu. Then the purpose of the takana is for the benefit of the yisomim. But we said the purpose of the takana is the benefit of the woman in all instances. So it can't be that ziboris is only collected from the yisomim. Ziboris is collected in all instances, because the purpose of the takana was to protect the woman so she would get married. To yuftin, the marzutra, to yuftin. That's a kasha or marzutra.
So they get from Beinonis?
So the collection of the ksuba is from Beinonis.
It's from
Ziboris, but whether it's from the Yisomim or whether it's from the Baal.
In all cases.
Okay. Okay, now, next. Amar Marzutra Breda Rav Nachman, Shmeid Rav Nachman. Shtar Chov HaYotzal Yisomim. Right, someone lends money to an individual, and he passes away. Okay, but you have the Shtar Chov Yotzal Yisomim, Afa Pisha Kosovo, but in the Shtar itself, The one of the conditions in the shtar was avbish kasevo shevach, meaning the shtar says that the lova will pay the chov back from idus. Now, right, so the lova is going to pay back the chov from idus. Really, the lova is supposed to pay from beinus, right? The baal chov is supposed to be from beinus. Here they wrote that he's going to pay back from idus, and then he passes away, and now he wants to collect from the yisomim. So Rav Nachman says, despite the fact that the contract says collect from idus, nevertheless, Eino gove elamim ziboris. You can only collect from the yisomim from ziboris, from the lower level of copper. Again, you're still collecting the same amount of value. Just a question of how would the better copper. Edis karka is easier to monetize. Ziboris karka is much more difficult. It's not to monetize. It's harder to sell. So Amar Avaye, Avaye says, you know, you're right. I agree with you. Why? The balchov dina bebeinus. The balchov, the real din, is to be collected from beinus. And we know that the halacha is that by which you sow him, you get to ziboris. So therefore, here too, even though you change and you make the din into idis, the halacha is that you collect from the from the ziboris. So Amalei Abaye Hachi Ashta. No, Abaye says different. You can't compare the regular case of the Baal Chov, who gets from Beinonis, to the din of the Baal Chov, who explicates in a contract that he should get from Idis. Because basically Rav is saying, if you stayed in the contract, you get from Idis, that means you have a contractual obligation of Idis, and the Yisomim have the contractual obligation for Idis as well. So he says, why? Because Baal Chov dinami d'oraisa b'ziboris. Really, the Baal Chov mi d'oraisa should be collecting from ziboris. Kid Ula, just like Ula had mentioned, Damar Ula Dvar Torah Balchov b'ziboris. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Bachut ta'amod ha'ish. So this is talking about the mashkon, right? Just go off the topic for a second. When you are going to collect the mashkon, you can't go into the person's house, right? It says, he brings out the mashkon to you. And the Gemara says, Mar darko shel ish. The person in the love who's giving you the mashkon is not going to give you his best item. Mar darko shel ish lahotzi pachos shebekelim, right? Just like so too, someone who wants to pay back by karka is going to give you back his worst fields. That's the Gemara says. That you really did a raisa, you only have to pay back through the ziboris. But the matam amru balchov bebeinonis. So why they come and change it and say it to collect from middle level property? Because kadesh lo tino delos bifnei lavin. You didn't want to close the gates of loans. Because I don't want to lend money if I have to foreclose. And I take the karka, I'm going to have to deal with this low level property. It's going to be difficult to sell. It's going to be difficult to get my investment back.
Also, land in general is illiquid. So it's
it's illiquid, so you want to have the most liquid
right,
possible.
You want to have the best real estate.
So it's easier to sell, because you want to be able to monetize it.
So again, this is
ticking time. So, right. So, with me, matam, aro, bachol, benos, kadesh, lo, loven, e, begabe, yasme, and when it came to the yisomim, akmu, rabbanon, adoraisa. When it came to the yisomim, they just went back to the din d'oraisa, you collect from the ziboris. But in our case over here, where the lova was mechayiv beferish in the shtar, that he'll pay from the idis, so therefore, kaven the dine mi d'oraisa v'idis, so therefore what happens? When you make a contractual obligation, that's your mi d'oraisa obligation. You're now obligated on a d'oraisa level to the idis. So therefore, you've changed your obligation to, the beinonis was a d'rabbanan obligation. Here in this case, the idis is a d'oraisa obligation. Therefore, I feel miyasmi nam b'idis. The whole point was you took the yisomim and you put it back to a doraisa obligation. Here, the doraisa obligation is idis, so the yisomim should also have to pay the idis. So he argues on Abaye. Abaye tried to compare the two cases. So the Gemara says, the Gemara then asks on Rava. Now, according to Rava, who now says that if you have a doraisa obligation on the borrower to pay idis, that obligation also falls onto the Yisomim. They would also have to pay Idis. V'hatani Avram Choza. But then Avram Choza says, big to do about the name Avram, because there's a Gemara in Brachos that says, Kol HaKor Avram. Avram is over Brasein, Alosasein. So how's this guy's name? Avram. So some answer that, that's talking about Avram Avinu. The Maritzchais actually changes the Girsa, and he says that the person's name is Avimi, not Avram, but the whole to do over here about the name Avram. He says, "V'hatani Avram Choza ein Nifraim min Nichse Yisomim elam in a Ziboris." You only collect from the Ziboris when it comes to Nichse Yisomim. V'afilu hein Nizakin, even if they are coming back to pay, if they are coming to pay damage obligations of their father, right? V'han Nizakin dinim deraisa v'idis, and the Nizakin, what's the obligation we deraisa?
Idis,
and yet the Yisomim are paying Ziboris. So too, in our case, they're staying on Rava. Who cares that the obligation on the shtar midoraisa is idis? You only collect from your yisomim from ziboris. My question is why did they have to quote this from Avram Chozah. Isn't this what our Mishnah said? Right? Our Mishnah said that it said that Einif Romi Nechisom El Mizibor. So why are they quoting this from Avram Chozah? Why are they quoting from our Mishnah? Okay. So the Gemara is now going to answer. No, different case. Hacha b'may eskinon. I don't know how long we're going to go. Okay. Hacha b'may eskinon. What are we dealing with? Kegon shahaisa idis denizok. The best property of the nizok is kiziboris demasik. Right. It's a low left. His best is the damager's lowest. Right. Like this. Right? That's how it is. Right. Vir Rabbi Shmuel hi. And this is what this Bryce is talking about. I'm going to call the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. I'm going to call to Rabbi Shmuel. Me the Raisa, you value the property based on the hurt person, based on the Nizak, and therefore you should be paying based on his low level property. And according to Tikkun Olam, you go according to the Mazik, and therefore you'd have to pay. His based on his. Begabe Yasmi. But by the Yisomim, if the Mazik died, by the Yisomim, Ukme Rabbanu D'Oraisa. Then you collect on the Oraisa, which would be go back to the Zivoris of the Mazik. So that's what this case is talking about over here. This case is talking about where you had this in the this incongruity between the property of the Mazik and the Nizak. It's not talking about the case of where a person puts in the Shtar, the Idis. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Rava from a different Braisa. So, Eini, is it really true that Rava said that if the Lova was Mischayev, it put a condition in the Shtar that the Baal Chov can collect from the Idis, that therefore the Yisomim also have to collect from the Idis? The Gemara says, Vatani Rabbi Lazar Nivta'a, Rabbi Yez Nivta'a says, Ein Nifrayim Minichsa Yisomim Elim in a Ziboris Vafilu Hein Idis. Right? We only collect from the Nichsa Yisomim from the Ziboris, even if there is Idis. What does it mean, even if there is Idis? What does that mean? So my afilu hein idis, the Gemara asks, lav afal gav deksiv idis b'shtara. Maybe afilu hein idis means, even if the shtar explicitly states idis, nevertheless, we still collect from Yisomim Ziboris against Rava.
Right.
So Rava says, no. Lo, what does it mean over here, my idis? Shifoi idis. It means shifoi idis. What does that mean? So I think it means is that at the time of the loan, the Lova had idis. But afterwards, during the period of the loan, but before payment is before the payment obligation, he loses that karka. Maybe river overflows it. You know, Sandy comes in and wipes it out. The karka gets destroyed.
Is it possible he sells it?
No, because then you have a shiva on it. So then it's not gone. The karka gets destroyed, and therefore what he has left is Beinonis and Ziboris. So he doesn't have the idis, and he can't pay back. He can't pay back what's in the shtar. So his chiyuv goes away. So therefore, the din Torah goes back that he has to pay from the ziboris. That's what it means over here, afilu min ha'idis. Meaning, when you're collecting from the yisomim, you collect from the ziboris, afilu hein idis means even if there was idis originally in the guy's portfolio, right. Nevertheless, when the idis gets washed away, then you go collect from the... You go back to collect from the Ziboris.
Why not?
No, so when it comes to the Baal Chov himself, you collect from the Beinonis. Right. And when it came, in other words, he's not obligated to go find more. We don't obligate the Baal Chov to sell his Beinonis to get Idis and give that Idis back to the lender. But when it comes to the Yisomim, in this instance, we'll tell him that you go collect from the Ziboris. Right. But maybe still, if the Idis was in existence and the Yisomim had the Idis, he would still be able to collect from the Idis. Okay, and the Mar says Kidrava, and that's similar to another din that Rava said. The Amar Rava, Hizik Ziboris. Let's say somebody damaged a Ziboris field, right? He damages the Ziboris field. The guy has the damager, the damagee has, like the Nizak has all three types of fields, and they damage the Ziboris field. So Gove, he collects the Nezek min ha'idis from the Idis, from the best of the Mazik, even if it's the best of the best. Right? And Shifai Idis, Govim and Beinonis. But if in between the time of the damage and the time of the collection, the Mazik's Idis gets destroyed, you don't force the Mazik to sell his Beinonis to get Idis, you just collect from that Beinonis. Okay. And V'gabe yashmeim, when it came to yisomim, therefore, akmur rabbanan d'oraisa, they went back to the d'oraisa, which was that the din Torah is, and in this case, you collect from the ziboris, the guy can only collect, the guy can only collect from the yisomim, from the lower level karka. We don't force the yisomim to go sell the karka to get better karka. We have the guy put the onus on him to get the lower level karka, and he has to deal with trying to get to liquidate that asset. Okay. Fine. Mishnah then said, "Ein nifrayim in nichsei yisomim elam aziboros." Right? We mentioned that you only collect from the, if you're collecting from the orphans, you only collect from the low level property. Again, this property still has the same total value as all other value. The question just is how easy it is to liquidate the asset. Okay. So ein nifrayim in nichsei yisomim elam aziboros. So boy rav ach the boy bar ami. So Rav Achna Bai Barami asked the question. Yisomim she'amru, the Yisomim that they mentioned in our Mishnah that you only collect from Ziboris, is a ketanim? Are we talking about minors? Oh, afilu gedolim. Yisomim also can mean somebody's 35, 40 years old and he's also a Yasom when he passes away. He's now the inheritor. Does it include him as well? Is he included in this takana?
Why would that make a difference?
Why would it make a difference? It's collect from his Zibor. So he now...
If a cotton is paying... Zaboris, why would it be different for somebody else?
Because when we say Yisomim, does Yisomim mean only if he's a minor? And therefore, if he's a minor, you collect from Zaboris. What? I'm not following the question.
I don't understand why a minor Yasum
is 4 years old.
Is in better shape.
So let's read the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. What do you mean in worse shape?
An adult.
Because what was the purpose of the Takana? So we say Yisomim she'amru ketanim or afilu gedolim. Takanti. So what's the sides of the suffix? Takanti he the avir rabbanon gavayasmei, right? And the ketanim avir rabbanon legedolim lo avir rabbanon. Maybe it's a takana because we don't want the yisomim who are minors who don't know what's going on. They don't know how to do anything. So let's make it easy on them that they don't have to pay from the ziboris. But a person who's older, say, okay, go ahead. You're a real estate guy. Go liquidate the assets and get the and pay the idis. More rachmanis on a minor.
I don't even understand this question.
Why?
So the guy's a yos by 40 years old.
Right.
So all of a sudden you have that rachmanis.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because it's not. Who says it's a rachmanis issue? Do I know what's going on in my father's property? Who says it's a rachmanis issue?
Is that because of the father's property only? Any transaction has to do with the
Din Torah is that you have to pay b'ziboris.
Correct.
When it comes to Yisomim, we put back the Din Torah.
Why?
So the takana that the Chachamim made, is the takana Chachamim apply only to minor orphans, would apply even to major orphans.
Why can't you just
be patient and read the Gemara? The Gemara gives the study a suffix. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you for 5 minutes. Read the Gemara.
Go ahead.
Okay. So that the Gemara brings the study a suffix. Takanta hita avra banagabe yasmi, and therefore the ketanim avra rabbanon legedolim avra rabbanon. Look at Rashi says. Rashi says takanta huda avra rabbanon lachosal yisomim. We want to have, in this case, you're right. We want to have pity on the yisomim lahamid al din Torah sheyezet torich umokores ziboris. It's a big pain in the neck to sell ziboris. Sheein lehem miyitrach mishvilam. They can't do it on their own. They're little kids. They can't do it on their own. So it's much easier for them to do Ziboris. So we make the takana is that to go back to Din D'oraisa that they should deal with the Ziboris. But a person who's older, he does have business sense. Let him go deal. The takana will apply to him as well that you have to collect from, you can collect from the Idis, you collect from the greater amount. Odilma, let's read the other side of the suffix. Odilma, mishum de lo masika daita de malve. The whole reason why you made the takana is because the whole reason why you make the takana here is lino spifne loven. So you have the idea here is that Rashi says it a little differently, but he says the whole reason is that the malva never has in mind, he doesn't lend out the money thinking that the loven is going to die, right? He doesn't think that he's going to die. The nafle nixte kamiyasme, and then the nechasim will fall to the yisomim. The havle noel delas hilka kafilu gedolim nami. The whole reason is, the reason why we say that you collect from, we move away from the Torah rule of collecting from Ziboris to collecting from Beinonis, because we want to tin ol delos bifnei lovin. So you want to make sure that any possibility that there will be liquidity, there will be liquidity in the markets of the, in the credit markets. But so what's the reason why we say collect from bayonis? So there'll be liquidity. But if the guy dies, the malva never had that intention. So the guy dies, collect from the yisomim. It's not going you're not gonna close the loan markets if you say you collect from the yisomim back from the din d'oraisa. So therefore, it's just a din. You collect back from the ziboris no matter what, because it's never the whole purpose of the collect from bayonis is not is to is for lo tin odelis. If there's no lo tin odelis, you collect from the ziboris. And there's no low tin odelos here because the lender never had in mind that the borrower is going to die. So the person who comes in instead gets the din d'oraisa of ziboris. What's the purpose of the takana? Was the purpose of the takana either to make it more simple or make it simple for the orphans? And we only care about that case when people don't have market sense, which would be minors. Or is it that the halacha is that we only care about moving it from ziboris to bainonis if there's going to be a problem of tin odelis? But if the guy dies, there's no problem with tin odelis. Because there's nobody in the market going to say, you know what, I'm not going to make this loan because the possibility exists that the borrower's going to die, and then I'm going to go to Zisomim, and then I'm going to collect from bainonis. There's no low tin odelis there.
The theory is wrong. Ziboris is harder to dump.
Correct. But that's the din d'oraisa.
Correct, because what reason? It's not because they have less sense. We're making it better for them.
Therefore,
we're
to collect.
We're giving them the benefit.
That's why they
so go collect from Zibaris.
No, go collect from Bainonis.
You're on the Zibaris.
You collect from you. The halacha is we put it back to the din d'oraisa to collect from Zibaris for the Yisomim. Correct.
Right.
But that's hard. So it has to be for the reason of feeling bad for the Yisomim, because otherwise Zibaris is not easy to deal with.
Correct.
Well, no, there's just no.
Correct, but what's I understand? But we're not worried about. But correct. You're only worried about. You made the takana you collect from bainanis.
Correct.
But when it came to yisomim, even if they're second part, even if they're a majority, if they're of age, you still go back to the doraisa. The only reason why we moved it from the doraisa to the bainanis is so lotin odelis. But collecting from yisomim is not going to be a problem with lotin odelis.
It's not going to stop lending.
It's not going to start the loans. It's going to keep the liquidity.
So we don't need to take it all.
Exactly.
Got it.
Does the issue of a katan entering in this transaction if he can make
a kinyan? The katan didn't enter into the transaction. The katan's paying back the loan of his father.
I'm saying, are a katan to enter into this commercial transaction, even though he can't make a kinyan,
but it's not a transaction.
But the katan didn't enter into any transaction here.
Well, he's filling in the place of somebody else.
It's on the estate. You collect it from the estate. He's just don't do the estate. The katan didn't enter into any transaction.
I'm choking
his support
for him.
Right, it's not the katan.
He doesn't touch anything.
Okay, Toshma. So let's let's go and try to answer the brisa that says as follows: the Tani Abba Kashisha says Yisom Sha'amru Gedolim Vein Tzarich Lomar Katanim. When Yisom that we mention are talking about Gedolim, people who have age, the Ein Tzarich Lomar Katanim. Clear as day that it applies even to minors, and therefore you would collect from the ziboris even if you go back to the din d'oraisa and collect from ziboris even if the yisomim are of age. So Gemara says the dilma hani mili le'inyan shvua. Wait, who says that this brisa that she's talking about is talking about from what level karka you're collecting? Maybe it's talking about the gabi shvua, meaning. We say ein nefrayim minichsa yisomim ela b'shvua. That's halach. You can only collect from the chasam of yisomim if you take an oath. You have to swear that the father never paid. So maybe that Indian abakshisa says doesn't matter whether they're of age or not of age. Because what's the reason why you take a shvua? You take a shvua because these yisomim, these kids, whether they're 12 or 50, they don't know the business of the father necessarily. So therefore, take a shvua. The gadol and milay avuah kekatan dami. Then it comes to a gadol and a katan, the same thing when it comes to the business of the father. They just don't know. Aval inyan ziboris. Then maybe when it comes to ziboris, lo. Maybe that's what the brisa is not talking about. That when it comes to ziboris, about what to collect, and therefore we can't answer the suffix of Rav Achdubai whether or not you collect from ziboris applies also to yisomim who are above the age of who are gadolim. So the Gemara makes a halacha. The Gemara says, "V'hilchasa, what's the halacha? Yisomim she'amru, the yisom that we mentioned in our Mishnah that you collect from the ziboris is gedolim, the ain't tzarich lomar katanim, bein l'shvua, bein l'ziboris. When it comes to shvua, when it comes to ziboris, yisomim or yisomim, and that halacha applies to all. So if you're coming to collect your loan from somebody, he passes away, he collects from the Yisomim, doesn't matter how old those Yisomim are, you must take a Shvua A, and then you can only collect from the Ziboris to go back to the Din Doraisa level. Okay.
So we say in this case there's no Tikkun Olam. How is in that Tikkun Olam?
We don't need a Tikkun Olam. We don't need a Tikkun Olam. Right? Because the tip point of the Tikkun Olam was Salotin Odelas with Nelovin. And this is not something they would have in mind. Okay. The next part of the Mishnah says, "Ein nifrayim in nechasim mishubadim b'makom sheyesh b'nei chorin." You cannot go collect from the encumbered properties if there is, you know, unencumbered property that's available. So now, boy, Rav Achtuboy bar Ami, Rav Achtuboy. Right? Did he ask the question before? Yeah, he's just the same guy. So he's asking the questions over here, right? Same Rav Achtuboy. He asked the following question: "B'matana heyach, what's the halacha?" When it comes to a matana, where is that? I want to read the Rashi. But it's a top Rashi, second top Rashi. Right? Rashi says, "Im shibud shel mishubadim halalu einu machmas mecher, elo shenaslam b'matana l'achar shalavel mizeh." So what happens? I borrow money from you. So now all my property is mishubad to you. There's a lien, right? There's nachasim mishubadim. So I take, now I have property that you have a lien on, but instead of selling it to the third party, I give it to him as a matana. I give it to him. Is that still considered nechasim? Is that still part of the package? Meaning, if the makabel matana is even by the makabel, do we have the tenai of ein nefrayim b'makom sheyesh nechasim lova? Meaning a person, right? So a person lends money and then he gives to his friend the matana of the karka. I gave him beinus. I borrow money, and then I give karka that I have left over, karka of bainerness, to somebody as a matana. So what I have now next to me is I have ziboris. I left the ziboris. Now can the malva, meaning you, go ahead and collect from the makabel matana the karka of bainerness, right? Because do we say, right, the debacle of the din is bainerness, supposed to collect from bainerness, and do we say that even though I have left Ziboris, really supposed to collect from me first before you collect from the Matana, do we say that the Makavo Matana is do we say even for the Makavo Matana that that's just because he got a gift, that's as if that karka is still by me, and therefore you can collect it by me. Right? That's what Rashi says. Matana eyach im shibud shel mishuvadim halalu einu machmas mecher elo shenatam b'matana la'achar shalav hazeh v'shir ziboris lefanav heyach migave miziboris b'nei chorim o mibeinus mishuvadim. You're really not supposed to go to that other karka if I have ziboris still here. But too, since I only gave that to the guy as a matana, maybe we'll say that's still considered in my property that you can collect from that and go to the makabel matana first and get your beinus. And meaning, it's not as if you're bypassing my property. You're still, that property is still going to be considered in my hands. And then we'll explain what the suffix is. Again, so the case is as follows, right? So Mr. G lends me money, right? I have two levels of karka. I have bainerness and I have ziboris. He lends me the money, so I owe him. And if I default, he's supposed to collect my bainerness. I go ahead, I take that bainerness, and I give it as a matana to Mati. So now Mr. G comes to collect. So really, he's not supposed to collect from the Mishubadim if I have available property. So he's supposed to collect my Iddis. But the Bainus property is by you as a Matana. Can he go collect that Bainus property? What are the sides of the Safik? So the Gemara says, Takantahu de Avid Rabbanon Mishum Pseid Lukuchos. Maybe the whole reason why we say that you can't collect from the fields that were given out, and you have to go to the unencumbered fields first, is because of Pseidot Lekuchos. Because we're concerned about the real estate market. If I allow you to get to the buyer's field when I already still have fields, no one's going to buy property from me. But here, there's no one bought property from me.
It's a matana.
So it doesn't affect, there's no problem with the Pseidot Lekuchos. I have a matana, the lack of Pseidot Lekuchos low. Old Dilma, matana nami. Why did I give Mati a matana? It must be a reason why I gave him a matana. You know, he must have given me something. I don't stop you. That's what Gemara is saying. Oh, deal with my tananami.
This one out of your estate.
Well, that's
the reason. You don't just give stam.
You don't right? give stam. Ilav de isli hanoimine. Had I not gotten some sort of benefit from Mati, lo yahibli matana, I wouldn't have given him the matana. So he'll keep saying the kukos dami. It's similar to say the kukos, because Mati will never do me a favor, because I'll never give him a present. So the still state of the Lukuchos. So the Gemara, says, the Gemara now is going to try to answer the case from this very interesting case. Basically, you have here is you have a Shchiv Meira who's dividing up his property, right, in a will to a bunch of people. And you have a Baal Chov on the Shchiv Meira who wants to collect from these Mekabli Matanos. Basically, this is a guy who's divvying up his property, but he's still a debtor. So the creditor is now coming to collect, and he wants to collect now from the property that was divvied out to these recipients. So Amrle Mar Kashish Breder of Chizdel of Ashi Tashma. Let's try to bring answer the suffix from the following brisa. Tashma Shchiv Meira. Okay, you have a Shchiv Meira who's about to die. Sha'amar, he could be Amar or he could be writing. Remember, we might not Shchiv Meira different Shchiv Meira Mitzuni Dami. So that's why he used the word Amar. So he says Tenu Masayim Zuz Leploni Shlos Leploni Va'Abra Leploni. So basically, he has three different levels of karka. He says, give $200 worth of karka. That's what Rashi says. He's talking about karka. He gives $200 worth of karka to A, $300 worth of karka to B, and $400 worth of karka to C. So, and then the Baal Chov wants to collect. Ein omrim kol hakodim b'shtar zocha. We don't say that whoever's first in the shtar got first. Meaning, we don't say, let's say there's not enough karka, right? We don't say, let's say there's not enough karka in all of them. Well, let's read it first. Okay, he says, "Ein omen kol kodem b'shtar zocha, and therefore lefikach yatzalav shtar chov govim mikulan." Therefore, for shtar chov came out. Basically, what we forced now is the guy to collect pro rata from each of the mekavli matana. We don't say that's a Rashi. Ein omen. Oh, it's still on top. Ein omen kol kodem b'shtar sava zocha likadem. Okay, someone's passing away. I get A, B, and C. Don't say that he got it first, and therefore he got it first. The guy can't collect from him because he could have collected from him. Right. You can't push it off to the later guy. Essentially, what the Shchiv Meira is doing is giving all the property to them at one time. You just can't say it. You can't give it all at one time. Writing that way, it's not like a Kaddish Baruch way the Saras and Dibros. You have to give it. You have to get one after the other after the other. Right. So therefore, when I come now to collect, I can't. Mutti can't push me off and say, "Oh, don't collect for me," because when I got it, there was unencumbered property by Shia, and Shia can say, "Go collect this to see." No, it's given to them all at the same time. I have to collect pro rata from each of them, and each one gives the percentage. You work it out what the percentages are. However, right, got it. Aval im Amar, but it.
Why would it be percentage?
What do you mean? It's not
in a normal situation. You don't have to go percentage. You can go grab one of the lands.
But here we're saying that all the lands are given at the same time. Edward's encumbered at the same time.
Yeah.
Why not?
In a regular case,
yeah.
Well, let's say I went and sold all my properties together.
Right.
At the same time.
Right.
The creditor can go and grab one of the pieces of property.
You get the first one because theirs is a first, a second, and a third. Here there's no first, second, and third.
But if these lots weren't given out to anyone and they'd all still be there on the estate, he can go and grab one of those pieces of land.
Correct.
Why is there an issue of proof?
Because who's the one who's obligated? Who's supposed to give it first?
Doesn't really
matter. There's no joint and several liability here, we're saying. That's exactly the Kiddush.
That's
exactly the point here, because each one.
The Kiddush is a proration. The
Kiddush
is in the.
The Kiddush is the proration out of them. But Aval Im Amar, but if he says, Masayim is Laploni, Va'acharav Laploni, Va'acharav Laploni. So now he's specifically giving it out in order. So he gives it to A first, and he gives it to A, and then I'm giving it to B, then I'm giving it to C. So I'm now coming to collect. I go to him, says, you can't collect from him, because by the time you got the money, there was the money there.
Well, the difference between when he settles the estate is that if there is only $300, he'd get, I'd get, and no one else would get.
The case here is that there's not enough money in each of them to pay back the entire loan. The loan is the crucial part here.
But in the estate, when you say Ra'achakach, it means that he gets, let's say it's only $300 instead of the $500. He gets, I get, and no one else gets that.
No, but the case is over here is where I said 200 zuz to this person.
You've got to go with the case.
That's the difference in two cases.
No, the difference in two cases is where he says Acharav.
I said Ra'achar.
Right.
When you say Ra'achar, why don't you say Ra'achar?
So you're setting up an order.
Exactly.
Exactly. You're setting up an order. So if I, he says, "Aval ima rasayim zuz laploni, va'achra laploni, va'achra laploni, omrim kol hakodim mishtar zacha." Whoever went first, it's a sequential. So whoever was first in the star zacha, lefikach yatzalav shtar chov. Now I come to, and this, that property is all encumbered to me as the creditor. So Latinach Yatsa Alav Shtar Chov Govim Min Acharon. I collect. I have to go first to the last guy. If he doesn't have enough to satisfy the loan, then I go to you. Right? Govim Min Acharon. Ein Lo Govim Min Lefanav. Ein Lo Govim Min Lefanav. I have to go in order backwards. I have to go backwards in order. So the Gemara says, okay. So what's going on here? So what's the raya? Now I'm a little shvach on the raya here also. He says, basically, the Brisa says simply, La Acharav Laploni, you get, if you're Acharav, you go to the last one, not for the first one. So it's mashma, that's in all cases. The Afal Gav de Kama, even though the first one has Beinonis, Ubasra Ziboris. Let's say the one I gave to you, the gate to C is Ziboris, I gave to you is Beinonis. Really, my Balchov, I'm supposed to be able to collect from Beinonis. And this is all Matana. This is all Matana. We still see here, nevertheless, Ubasi Boris, Mizi Boris Gave, Mi Beinonis, Lo Gavi, Shema Amina, but Matana Nami of Rabbana Takanta. You see from here that even by Matana, they made the Takana. That, in other words, it's got to come to you first, no matter what you have. Because the Beinonis that you over there is the same Takana. Right. It's say the Lukukos, I can't collect from you, I have to go from, it is, we still do the Tikkun Olam.
Why?
Because you guys are Makabi Matana,
correct.
And I can't go collect my Beinonis first. Correct. I have to collect my Ziboris first. Which is so the Tikkun Olam. The Tikkun Olam was with Pesedah Lukukos. Okay. Okay. So Gemara says, oh, maybe that's not the case. Maybe that's not the case. Hacha b'mayiskinon. What are we dealing with over here? Bibal Chov. When the Shchiv Meira gave out the money, he didn't give it out as a Matana. He gave it out as Bal Chov. He owes these three people money. He owes them money. So when he gives it, it's not a Mekabli Matana. It's not a Mekabli Matana. It's actual Lukukos.
So what's the question? If the guy owed the money, he's paid back these three guys. He chose these three.
Yeah, but you're missing the point. The point is over here is you can't prove anything about Mekabli Matana. Because these guys aren't Mekabli Matana. So how could my scheme?
It changes the entire case.
Of course it changes the entire case. But look at the...
That's what they always do.
What?
No,
they didn't change the case anyway. They just changed the case when we said the case was. The case is very unclear. It just Shchiv Meira Amar Tnu Matani Ploni, give money to this, give money to this guy, that guy. We assumed it was Matana because it said Tnu. So the Gemara says, "Hal Tnu Amar," doesn't say Tnu like you say. It says Tnu Bechovi. Give them the money to pay back my obligation. But there's no riot about a Matana case in here. They're not talking about a Matana. So the Gemara says, okay, if these guys are Bale Chovos, why do we care about this Acharav and not Acharav? Right. Why is it the Seer? I thought this is what the question you were asking about. If they're Bali Chov, so look at their original star, who's first. Doesn't matter who he gave the money first. The lien is based on the priorities based on the date on the original loan.
Right.
That's when you have the priority. So the Gemara says, Deleka Star. We don't have the stars. The Gemara says, Vaha Koldim Bishtar Kamar. The Bryce that we quoted said, whoever's first in the star. So he says, Bishtar Pikadita. This guy's talking about the star of the tzava. It's the will, not the actual star of the loan. So the Gemara says, and that's
the difference.
Because we don't have any star. We don't have any star about the. We don't have any loan documents. You don't have any promissory notes. So I have no dates. I have no dates to say whose loan was first.
Right.
But by the will, I can say now who's first. When I give it back, I say who's first. What? It doesn't matter. Different shchimra k'suv k'sum domim.
Right.
So it's the same. So whoever you said first doesn't make a difference. The scripture states is as if it's written.
It's a verbal loan.
It doesn't matter. But it's verbal with the halachas of written. So that's answer number one. Ibais ema, or you can say afilu matana nami. Maybe it is a matani. V'lo kasha ma gov min ha'achron ein nifson ela be'achron. What does it mean? You collect from the achron. The achron is going to be the guy who's going to lose. Meaning what? If the malva collects. Eventually, no matter what, it's going to come back to the Acharon. Because I'll collect from you, then you'll collect from him, and then you'll collect from him. The Acharon eventually is going to be the guy who's going to lose.
Right.
In the end, it's all going to go back. Right? Rashi says, I don't forget which Rashi is. Basically, he says that, right, if the Malva collects from the first guy, the first guy's going to go collect from, like, remember, the first guy had Beinonis, and everybody else had Ziboris. So you're just going to go down the line to collect back. I don't know why you would collect, though.
Because he owes it.
Oh, because it's acharecha. Because it's all acharecha.
Yeah, and he owes it.
Right, it's acharecha. So therefore, he's going to go back and collect. Okay, the Iyas Eimah, the Shavakula Hadadi. Well, who says they're different level properties? Maybe they're all the same level of property. So therefore, they're all debainers. They're all ziboras.
Right.
So therefore, that's why the matanya over here is that just he can collect from any of them. Okay, we'll stop over here by the two dots. Okay.
Tough stuff.
10? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.